Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our show, we play new music from Bon Iver. We also answer a question about the hours of American workers. But first, we learn about a small American company that is answering a big demand for chopsticks in China. In the United States, many manufactured goods include the words made in China. But one small company in the American state of Georgia is making traditional Chinese chopsticks and sending them to China. Faith Lapidus has more.
Chopsticks are sticks used in some Asian countries to eat food. They are often made out of wood, but can also be made of plastic. Most of the world's chopsticks are made in China. Several hundred Chinese manufacturers produce about 63 billion pairs of chopsticks a year. However, those manufacturers need more wood. One small company in the American city of Americus, Georgia, has recognized this demand. It started producing chopsticks for export to China. Korean-American Jay Lee is the president of Georgia Chopsticks. He says the world market for chopsticks is huge.
Right now, we are making about 2 million pairs of chopsticks per day, but we are increasing. End of this month, we'll have another set of machines coming, so it'll increase to 4 million per day. End of this year, we'll produce 10 million per day.
About one-third of the world's population uses chopsticks. Japan, for example, uses about 23 billion pairs of the sticks each year. China may need more wood for producing chopsticks, but David Garriga says there is plenty of wood near Americus, Georgia. Mr. Garriga is the head of the local Economic Development Council.
Rural Georgia, in the cities in rural Georgia, they're blessed with tons of natural resources. The Pacific Rim, especially areas in China and Japan, they've run out of wood, but we have an abundance of it.
In central Georgia, sweet gum and poplar trees grow in large numbers. In fact, these trees make good chopsticks. This is because the wood is not firm and has a nice color. Unlike many Asian chopsticks, these Georgia-made chopsticks do not need to be lightened with chemicals and bleach. Georgia Chopsticks opened at the end of last year. It received 450 requests for jobs in just 2 weeks. Today, the company employs 57 people at its factory. Jay Lee hopes to increase production and add 100 more workers by the end of the year. Every chopstick his company makes goes to Asia, where they are sold to stores in China, Korea, and Japan. Right now, Georgia Chopsticks cannot keep up with demand for its product. It costs Jay Lee less than 1 cent to make a pair of chopsticks, but he says he is not making any money yet. To earn a profit, he needs to produce more than 4 million chopsticks a day. He says he hopes to do this in the next month or two. David Garriga notes that the American connection to the production of chopsticks has a funny side.
Suddenly, here's a huge nation, the fastest growing in the world, that, finances part of our national debt. And here we are making their basic products and shipping it to them like they've done for us for years. It's just kind of a reverse.
Work
Our question this week comes from China. Lisa wants to know about the work hours of Americans. Lisa says she works from 7:30 until 11 in the morning. She then has an hour to eat and rest. She returns to work at 12 and stays on the job until 4:30. Her question is timely since the Bureau of Labor Statistics recently released results of its American Time Use Survey for 2010. The survey began in 2003. Its aim was to provide estimates about how, where, and with whom Americans spend their time. This kind of information can be helpful to media organizations, economists, sociologists, and other experts as part of their research. Rachel Kranz-Kent is program manager of the American Time Use Survey. She says one finding showed that men who have a job worked, on average, more hours than employed women.
One of the interesting things we know from the American Time Use Survey is that, on average, American men spend more time working for pay than American women. However, while men work more hours than women, we also observe that women are spending more time providing childcare and doing household work, such as cleaning and food preparation.
The American Time Use Survey found that employed people work an average of 7.5 hours a day. Full-time male workers average 8.2 hours a day, while women averaged 7.8 hours. The report shows that more people work on weekdays than on Saturday and Sunday, the traditional weekend days. 82% of employed people work on an average weekday, compared with 35% who work on an average weekend. The report notes the times individuals work. Between 2005 and 2009, over 50% of American workers were at their job by 8 in the morning. The report also tells how Americans spend their time away from work. On an average day, nearly everyone 15 years of age and older took part in a non-work activity like watching television, socializing, or exercising. The study found that people spend an average of 2.7 hours a day watching television. Time spent reading was linked to age. Adults 75 years and older averaged 1.1 hours of reading a day on weekends. But people between the ages of 15 and 19 averaged about 6 minutes of reading a day. Those individuals spent more time playing games or using a computer for non-work activities. How many hours do you spend at work and at play? Leave a comment on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Bon Iver is the musical project of singer and songwriter Justin Vernon. His second album, Bon Iver, has received praise from critics across the United States. One reporter says this album proves that rock is not dead. It is only sleeping and dreaming. Jim Tedder has more.
Don't you cherish me in sleep? Oh, never keep your eyes clear. Oh, so before the fire's crept.
was the song Calgary. Like many songs on the album Bon Iver, this one is soft, dreamy, and poetic. It is often hard to understand the meaning of the words Justin Vernon is singing. But what is clear is that every song is linked to a place. All of the songs are named after a place, either real or imaginary. Justin Vernon is more interested in listeners having an emotional experience from his music than understanding the meaning of the words. His first album, For Emma, Forever Ago, was released in 2007. He recorded most of the music in a small house in the woods in his native Wisconsin. He went there to be alone for several months and to recover from personal problems, including the breakup of his band. The extreme quiet had a major influence on him. He began to write new music. This resulted in the creation of an album that caught the attention of several performers, including Kanye West. He asked Justin Vernon to work with him on his 2010 album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. On his latest album, Justin Vernon has expanded his sound and added more musical instruments and effects.
Truth you kept posing. Sat down in the suit, fixed on up, it wasn't you by finished closing. Rambled in the roots, had the marvel move, the proof being Neil fans glowing. Storing up the clues, it had its sudden blue, bruised through by showing. Settle past the patience where wishes and your will are spilling pictures. Waters running through the valley where we grew to write this scripture.
We close with the last song on the album, Bon Iver. Beth Rest sounds like it could have been recorded in the 1980s. Justin Vernon says he loves the song and wanted it to be last on his album. He says he wants listeners to get lost in its sound.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written and produced by Dana Dimange, with reporting by Philip Greitzer. If you have a question about American life, write to mosaic@voanews.com. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.